This show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. To Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Eric Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at scifinoise.com. Sci-Fi Noise is part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. If you'd like to send feedback, you can email me. My email address is Derek, that's D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com. Or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. If you want to follow me on Twitter, my Twitter handle is Derek Coward. And for Facebook, it is facebook.com/Derek Coward. If you'd like to follow me on Instagram, that is Instagram.com/comicbooknoise. Yeah. There are times when I wonder, why didn't I just grow? That was weird. I'm sorry, I'm driving. I'm in the driveway, getting ready to make a left-hand turn, and there's this lady who's driving down this street. And she stops, even though we're not at a four-way stop or a light. She just stops and was going to let me go. And I'm looking at her like, are you kidding me? Anyway, I'm sorry. I thought that was music. Anyway, real quick, I want to talk about zombies. Now, I realize that a lot of people are getting pretty sick of zombies. The zombie bubble seems like it's going to burst pretty soon. But it's been seeming that way for quite a while now, you know? However, I think that people aren't really sick of zombies, zombie stories, zombie movies, zombie books, zombie comic books, zombie video games, as much as they are sick of bad zombie stuff and pop culture. I was looking today for a patio book, you know, which is a podcast audiobook. And on my particular phone, patiobooks.com is just, it's just a nightmare. It is horrible to try to navigate on my phone, which is what I use during the day, okay? Because I don't download the whole book. I only want to download a couple chapters at a time, or just maybe one chapter to see if I'm even going to like it. And I came across this zombie thing, and I'm not going to mention his names because I'm not going to be very complimentary, right? It started back in 2007, so it's been around for a while, and it ended in 2008. The guy kept talking about how this is, you know, season one, episode one, season one, episode two, you know, and he was going on about it, and I didn't even notice because, you know, I just, like I said, just I subscribed and I just downloaded the first few episodes. Now, the first like three or four were like promos for the upcoming show. And when I listened to it, I can tell why it didn't gain any traction and why it withered and died on the vine. Because it made the same mistake a lot of other zombie books and zombie movies, zombie comics make. And that's that they're trying to be The Walking Dead. And when I say that that's a mistake, it's because, number one, Robert Kirkman is a great writer. I actually really enjoy his stuff. But Robert Kirkman has already established that the zombies are a real threat, okay? They are a real threat to the safety of people and the characters in the stories. And therefore, you know, you get nervous for the characters and you like the characters. And that's another thing he does. He writes likable and some unlikable characters, right? And he does that very well. But most of all, you know, everybody talking about, you know, The Walking Dead are the actual people, you know. Oh, look at that. But the zombies are an ever-present threat. He shows them all the time. But more importantly, he shows what they can do. He did that early enough in the story so that now he can spend time on the rest of the characters. He doesn't have to have a zombie jump out every 5 minutes, you know, because we know that they're a threat. With this thing today, the whole problem I had with it is that the zombies in this world, we got like maybe 5 minutes of them showing what they're really about, you know, what the zombie threat is about. And it's like, okay, and then kept switching back to the humans, the regular humans, and I'm just like, okay, you guys are acting scared of these zombies. You act like these zombies wiped out the entire, you know, and just wiped out all the civilization that you guys are slowly trying to rebuild. But these zombies seem like punks, you know? It's like they're like, oh my God, there's just so many zombies because the zombies are rushing them. But we don't know why the zombies are rushing them. All we know is we just hear shot, 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 shot. I mean, it's like, I think that by now, the number of bullets you're putting in these zombies' heads, which I'm assuming is how you kill them in this universe, nobody's actually really said, that the only reason that the zombies aren't, you know, that the zombies are pretty much punks and they're not around that much is because they're easy to kill. Just boom, one shot to the head and boom, you're on your way. But no, this thing played up the battle between, not even really a battle. It's just they kept focus. It just had a lack of focus. You see, the sentence I just had, just tried to make, that's what this show was. It kept switching focus, like right in the middle. It was just bad. And then I'm starting to think, and it's like, well, the story is fractured. Even when you, they just try too many characters too soon, and quite frankly, I wanted the zombies to eat some of them. And the only time the zombies were really used was as a weapon. You know, captured zombies were used as a weapon. And it's just like, okay. Because I listened to the end of, there was a cliffhanger with some people were escaping where they were at, and other people who were held captive by a different faction. And it's just like, okay, there's no more episodes. You know what? I don't really care. I really do not care. I hope one of these guys has a heart attack and eats the rest of them. You know, heart attack dies and eats the rest of them. And so I'm thinking, why was this so bad? You know, and there's another one called We're Alive. And with We're Alive, once again, they set up the fact that the zombies are a threat. They are dangerous, okay? And that's why it lasted years. Because people were interested. Okay, these zombies are a threat. Okay, these people have personalities and not just foisted on us. This situation is tense, right? Not just because, all right, we know these are bad guys and they caught good guys. Okay. You know, it wasn't like that. I mean, like I said, the zombies were a threat, and then you can tell us, establish the zombies as a threat first, and then you can tell the stories about the people. And there's a lot more tension to it because we know the zombies are always there. If these people can get out of this situation, they still have zombies to deal with. Okay, but these other people, they're just, you know, tromping along in the woods, and hey, you know, all of a sudden there's a gunfight and there's a bunch of zombies getting killed, and then the guys get captured. It's like nobody's worried about zombies being in the woods. There's nobody worried about any of that stuff. It's ridiculous, you know. And one thing I did like about We're Alive is they added different types of zombies, right? And that made it seem, okay, so these are just more than just regular run-of-the-mill zombies. These guys are different. You know, it may take more than one shot to the head to put these guys down, you know? It was just much better. But and I think that that's one of the reasons why zombie games seem to not have the same problem, right? The problem with zombie games isn't the fact that, well, nobody really looks for a whole lot of deep characterization and story arcs and world building in a zombie game. It's very simple, very plain. You get a weapon, you kill the zombies. It's as simple as that. But first off, they set up the fact that the zombies are a threat. And even when they're not exactly zombies, like in The Last of Us, the game The Last of Us, these things that are zombie-like still were set up as a threat, you know? They were set up as a threat, and then you could see why the people were reacting the way they did, you know? And I think that's why, because the zombies are an ever-present threat. That's why zombie games seem to work. Now, the reason a lot of zombie games fail is because of just standard gameplay. You know, they don't bring anything new to the gameplay, and people then will say, oh, it doesn't bring anything new to, you know, the zombie mythos. Well, who gives a shit about zombie mythos when all you really want to do is crack a zombie upside the head and shoot it in its face, all right? So if you don't have a good game, then it's not going to work, right? To me, the mark of a good game is if you can take the zombies out and replace them with some other sort of generic bad guy, and the game is still fun, all right? But then you put the zombies in there, and you put that atmosphere, and, you know, and the creepiness, then that might make it a really good zombie game, you know? I don't understand why so many make that mistake. It's like, okay, we have to establish our characters first. Okay, you know the best way to establish your characters? Yeah. Look at the movie Dawn of the Dead. Alright, I'm talking about the remake. What's the very first thing they did? Okay, they showed, hey, holy shit, this girl wakes up and there's zombies everywhere. You know, and not only are these zombies everywhere, they're actually running after your ass. Okay? And as she's driving around, she's seeing people getting, like, the nuts chomped off. All right? That is how you establish, okay, these guys are a threat. All right? This girl who we barely know is trying to get the hell out of there. I can empathize with this character. All right? when you are telling the story and the first thing you do is you have a bunch of news story clippings, you know, fragments of news stories in the past, you don't really... It's difficult to feel any sort of empathy for the characters who are in this situation. It's like, okay, you know, but before it's like, okay, she wakes up, she's going through all this stuff. Yeah, how would I react? You know, if I'm sitting there and the character has been living this for years, and then it's just like, okay, it's just an ordinary day for them. Why should I care, you know? Once again, if you take the story out and put in generic bad guys, right? The fall of civilization because, oh, I don't know, let's say the price of gas helped crater the economies of every nation, right? And everybody's going around wearing leather with mohawks and motorcycles. And then you put somebody... And that situation was like, whoa, what is going on here? Then you might have a little bit more empathy for them. I might tell a better story. But if you just say, hey, this has been going on for a long time, you know, this has been going on for a long time. This is the only world I know. This is how things are. Who gives a shit? Give me a reason to care about you. I don't care. You're obviously used to it. You're tough. You know, you're a tough person. Go along and be tough somewhere. Do something. And then they spend a lot of time where they're talking. It's like, oh, I don't care about you. I want to see you do something. You're supposed to be tough. Do something tough. Anyway. So, yeah. And it's weird because the TV show Z Nation is so different from what I was just saying. Because... when you first start off, we're originally meant to empathize with a soldier who's doing his duty and a scumbag criminal. Okay, these are the characters we're supposed to care about, and it's like, okay, just, you know, I'm thinking, I don't really care. And then once it gets around to, you know, the world at large, you see the people are used to it. And once again, I'm like, I don't really care about any of these characters, right? But as it went on, and that's when I stopped looking for any kind of empathy for the characters or any kind of tension. I just wanted, you know, pretty much a video game come to life, a zombie game come to life, and that's when I really decided to, you know, stop worrying and learn how to love the Z Nation, because that show is just so stupid. I love it, and I don't usually like shows that are what I would consider to be a waste of time. All right, if I'm not learning something, or if there's not like a great performance or characters that I really care about, to me it's a waste. And quite frankly, Z Nation is none of those things, and yet I still love it because it is just so goofy, so goofy. But yeah, that's just where I'm at that's where I'm at with zombies right now. I don't watch Walking Dead anymore because after the first season, they started to care more about the characters than the ever-present threat, you know? And it's just like, okay, these characters are kind of different from the first season. And I just didn't care. I got like, what, 3 episodes, maybe 4 episodes in that second season, and I was like, I don't care. I just don't care. And I keep hearing that it got better, but I thought it was pretty good at first. So it's like, eh, oh well. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I'll be back soon with another episode.